lamb chops. Well, my in-laws are very much on lambs and all that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's true. They do a lot.
And a lot
of
pork, too, pig, but they prepare it differently. But I'm more familiar with pork chops, bacon.
Shavak
chichi.
That's
only the bell.
I think that's the sausage that they make.
Oh, really? Oh, there's one, sausage. That's the Italian big thing there. It would be the homemade Italian sausage, which is what, all pork. And,
That'd be about it.
Chicken?
Oh, yeah, chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Which I love. I love any of the birds, you know, the capon, the turkeys, and duck. And I've never had pheasant, but they say it's good. I'm going to try it. I'm a fish eater more than anything else. I love seafood.
Oh, really?
Oh, I love seafood.
What kind do you eat?
Anything. Lobster, frog legs, perch, shrimp. Any kind of fish. I love shrimp. I love shrimp. I probably prefer that. No. And I love frog legs, too. I don't know. It'd be hard to make them.
You ever go downtown to eat?
No.
We a seafood restaurant now.
What's the name of it?
Barney's. Randolph and Halstead.
Well, I'll try it then. I'm a seafood nut. I
can't think of town.
Yeah.
But God, you know where you go. It's
Phil Schmidt.
Yeah.
One of the best. But I go out south suburbs
also
of west,
Vogel's
too. Vogel's.
Where else do you go?
Out south. I go a lot. You ever been to Cavallini's?
No, but I know the name.
Yeah.
Where
have
is that?
It'd be 147th and Kedzie.
Ah.
It's
nice?
Oh, yeah. Yo, it's right up my alley, because if I told you how much I ate, Robert, first of all, you wouldn't believe me.
No.
You'd say I was a liar. But if I told you for breakfast I have a dozen eggs and half a loaf of toast for bread, now you see why I'm trying to lose weight? Because I can eat endlessly.
Yeah.
And when I go there, they have that chuck wagon.
Ah.
And they have five or six things that you can go up and
eat.
Yeah. And everybody in the family, I have the biggest head, they all tease me. They can't wait to go to see me eat, because I'll get 7-8 frog legs and put them on there.
Yeah.
4 big pieces of perch, maybe 3 pieces of chicken. You know,
wow.
They have mustachioli, beef, ham. I love ham. I love, you know, so I just go there and they lose money on me.
What what do you call that long sandwich that you can buy in a...
Dagwood sandwich.
Yeah, anything else, you know?
You almost...
Submarine sandwich.
Yeah.
Do you ever hear Hero?
Hero sandwich, we call it that too, right.
How about soft drinks? Tell me names you know for that.
Pop, soda. Maybe about it. When I was in the Army, I used to call it tonic for a while, because I remember all the kids from Boston, and they call it tonic. But that's why I call it pop.
Mm-hmm.
Soda's New York, I think. A lot of kids in New York would say, give me some soda.
Yeah.
But in Chicago, I mean, my name was always pop.
Pop, yeah, that's what I know too. Do you have any special names for beer or wine?
No. Wine is wine, and beer is...
Do you drink wine?
Yeah. Homemade wine.
Who makes the wine?
Well, I got a lot of Italian guys in there who still make wine.
Yeah?
Yeah. The homemade wine I like. I enjoy it.
Cold.
They don't drink it cold. They drink it like...
Do they make red wine always?
Oh, yeah.
Always red.
My grandmother was the woman for the white wine, though.
Yeah.
And but she had to stop before. That's why I want to help pass away. She was drinking a gallon of wine a day.
God.
When she was 12 years old. What did I say? She was 76?
Yeah.
So she was an alcoholic.
Wow.
She wouldn't think of herself as one.
Yeah.
She was.
Yeah.
You know.
That's a lot of wine.
Yes.
Does anybody sell any homemade wine? Do you know?
No. With us, is like, for example, if you wanted some, I'd bring it to you. I know none of them old Italian guys ever.
They don't sell any. Just give
no, they give.
I would love to try some. I would like to learn to make it. But, you know, I think they put a lot of additives in wine. They have weird processes.
You mean the store-bought wine?
Yeah, and they throw chemicals in it.
I remember my grandfather made it. I remember as a little boy, I used to watch him.
Yeah?
That was the wine that I couldn't throw out.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd kill you.
Yeah. How did he make it, do you know?
Oh, I can't. It's too long ago. But I remember used to stand there, and I watched him taste it. And I remember at the end of the day, he would be drunk.
Yeah,
tasting. From tasting, not on choice. Just because by the end of the day, he would be drunk from tasting the wine.
Yeah.
And then that's when he was the happiest. Because if the wine was good, then everybody come over.
Yeah.
Now let's go get some of Tony's wine.
Yeah.
And that's when I remember my father used to holler at him. But you know, in that strict Italian household, my grandfather wanted to give me a glass of wine. I was real small.
Yeah.
He'd say, "No, venne qua, come here. You try some of these wines. They're good for you."